Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today, live. Dr. Randy Carlson. We have Renee on the line, and this dear lady, she's hurting big time with a husband who is, according to her, very flirtatious, looking longingly and with lust at women, and it hurts her a lot. Hey, listen, she's going to need some help. Maybe you have a way of responding. Guys, listen, how have you been positive and being intentional and making sure this isn't a part of your life? And I would say to women listening today, how have you intentionally addressed this in your marriage? To honor God, that's the goal. This is Intentional Living. Come on in. Phone line is open, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. And we appreciate being here live today. The phone line is open. Love to have you join in and give us a call. Renee is in Missouri, and she needs some help. Renee, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Randy. My husband, ever since we got married, he has a extremely flirtatiousness about him to where he looks at other women very sensually. And in turn, they do that back. And he's been doing it ever since a year after we got married. And he is very, at one point, he gets angry at me and says, he doesn't do that. And I've witnessed it many, many, many times. And so it hurts terribly. And so we've had 32 years of marriage, and I'm just struggling very badly.
Well, you know, Renee, listen, when I hear your call, I think a couple of things. One is maybe you're both right. Maybe he is looking, but not lustfully. Maybe that's not his intention. And yet that's how you're perceiving it. And so the problem is a lot of miscommunication. But, I would say, listen, guys, I would say to all men listening, and I'd say to women as well, if our objective in marriage, when we make a vow and a commitment to each other, is to love and protect and respect and honor and all of the things that we commit to each other, if your spouse is concerned about a behavior that is impacting their feeling of love and closeness and respect and honor, then change it. I mean, that's the bottom line. So, guys, I would say, Renee, I would say to your husband, it's unfortunate he's not calling, but if he's on the line, I'd say, if your wife thinks you're looking at women in a flirtatious way with lust, then you would want to know, how am I doing that? Tell me how I'm doing that, and I'll change it, because I don't want to give you that kind of a message at all. And just turning that into an argument and it's your fault and putting it back into your lap really damages the relationship. Now, for you, Renee, I would say that you need to be very specific and loving in talking to your husband to say, let's stop right there. That's an example. In other words, when you did that, this is how it made me feel. And talk about a specific incident so it's not just general for him. But this is a big, guys, I'd love to hear from some of you guys who can help Renee in terms of how you have had to, maybe in a positive way, change your life because of concern your wife has had. And ladies, how you've had to address this in your marriage. I know Renee could use some help. 888-888-1717 is the number. This is Intentional Living. We're all about, doing the next right one thing, and in marriage, whatever we do that causes an offense or a barrier in the relationship needs to be addressed. 888-888-1717. All right. We'll get you on as soon as you give us a call. In the meantime, we got Chad in Arizona who's got a money issue apparently, wants to talk. Chad, go right ahead.
Well, I'll tell you that my problem is getting my angel to save money or to want to save. We've been together for 8 years, and I'd hate to say she's not good with money, but she's a giver. So as much as I'd like to, my experience is saving money, and as much as I'd like to save even a little bit, just the look in her eyes when she gives it away is something that's hard to overcome.
Yeah. And so how old are you guys?
I'm 46.
Let me ask, how much do you have saved for the future?
Nothing.
So nothing for the future, and you want to save how much?
As much as possible. I mean, and before we were together, and she's 10 years younger than me, I saved, you know, in the tens of thousands, and now we're kind of week to week.
So you got together, and now the money you saved is gone.
No, not the money I saved. It was I'm a saver by heart, but, and just naturally. But since we've been together, we've been unable to save anything.
Well, hey, listen, Chad, you guys are not on the same page, and you need to be. And money is an area of intimacy. We often think of intimacy in marriage around our spiritual intimacy and physical intimacy, but intimacy comes in areas of agreement. And money's a big one, and we know that, I mean, every counselor listening who's ever dealt with marriage and families know that money comes right to the top of the list of issues that can create a division in a marriage. And so you're 46 and you've saved nothing. That's a problem. And we need to be saving for the future. Certainly having emergency fund, paying off debt. Some of these steps that are basic. We at Intentional Living talk about 10-10-80 so we can tithe, save, and then learn to live on 70 or 80%. And when we do that and we do it over an extended period of time, we can give out of that, see. And then we're being generous. But, you know, you guys have a problem. You need to sit down together, Chad, and come out with some goals. Where do you want to be in a week, 6 weeks, down the road? Be interesting. You know, that's an interesting thought, too. If you've been in a marriage where you guys haven't been on the same page with money, how do you deal with that? All right, we're going to get to the calls. People are really calling to talk to Renee, want to give some encouragement and input and stories. We'll get to those in a moment as well. Phone line is open. This is Intentional Living. I'm Randy Carlson. We're live today, 888-888-1717.
It's time to take charge. No more surprises. No more confusion. No more negativity or isolation. It's time to take charge of your Facebook experience with Intentional Living.
And intentional is the key word here. On Intentional Living's Facebook page, you can connect with Dr. Randy and other listeners. Post your stories, comments, and questions. Keep up with the daily shows, topics, and guests. You know, stuff you can do intentionally so you can grow and know you're not alone. Click like at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Minute. We've been going through a list of 10 things, we call them the intentionals, that successful people do on purpose. Number two on the list is they take personal responsibility. It's a loser's limp, as I like to put it. People who blame other people, criticize other people, and don't take responsibility. There's something humbling and powerful and empowering in our life when we take responsibility. So one thing I would encourage you to do today, if you mess up, take responsibility. If you need to confess your sin, confess your sin. And if you need to go to your spouse or coworker or a child and apologize, do that one thing. There's something very powerful that happens in our life intentionally when we choose to take responsibility. That's a tip. That's an intentional for your life today.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com.
Every day, one of the intentionals, a top 10 list of things that can make a difference in your life. Taking responsibility. By the way, the video of that is being streamed every day on Facebook. So if you're not a member and not a friend, stop by Facebook/intentionalliving or come to theintentionallife.com. And every day, early in the morning, first thing we post a 60-second tip to encourage you and intentional to help you because we want to walk with you through life. So invite some other friends, share it with others. We're getting a lot of people stopping by to view our daily intentional living tip online at Facebook. Okay? Love to have you stop by there. We started the show today. Renee called from Missouri asking for help with a serious marriage issue. Her husband is very flirtatious. According to her view, it hurts her. They've been married 32 years, and she's just struggling. So you all want to weigh in on that. We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. Adrian is in Texas. Hey, Adrian, welcome to the program.
Hello, sir.
Appreciate it. What's your response to what you heard from Renee?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that she's right because that's how she feels.
Right.
But also, on another note, her husband has been himself for however many years, and there's probably something that he's just not seeing. And so she does need to point out specific incidents and everything because that's what my wife had to do to me.
So this was an issue in your marriage?
Yes.
Yeah, did she keep bringing it up? Like, hey, you're... And how did you respond when she brought it up?
Well, I did the same thing Renee's husband did. I got upset. I'm like, I don't understand what you're talking about because that's not me. I don't do stuff like that. But the more that I started to look at myself, the more I realized that I treat people the way they treat me. And if that person is being like that, I might not intentionally do it, but just to, hey, you know, show the same love and, okay, then move on. I didn't realize how it looked.
Mm.
And I'm a very nice person as it is, you know. So I never understood what I was doing until I actually found myself in a situation where a woman was actually trying to get to know me better instead of just saying hi.
Yeah, so she picked up a signal that you didn't intend. And yes. So if I hear you right, Adrian, you said, hey, enough. You stopped.
Yes.
I mean, because you became intentional, mindful of how you respond to women. How did that impact your marriage?
It helped it a ton because my wife and I started off, like our first 3 years of our marriage was kind of more off than on until I started realizing, okay, she's not going to change, so I have to keep my side of the street clean, so I will change, and then in turn, hopefully she will change too. Mm. And we just kind of molded together finally.
Mm.
And it's been really good. So, I mean, in April, we're having our 10-year anniversary. So.
Congratulations. And I think what you remind us of, Adrian, is it's the little changes that we make, being aware of the things that need to change. When we do that, it makes a difference in life. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate your call from Texas. Hey, just before I get Stephanie on the line, I want to mention that here in this month of January, as we start this brand new year, we have we call it the Daily Walk Inspiration for Life in Jesus. It's a 365-day, an entire year, daily devotional. And when this was put together for our ministry, by our ministry team, it was broken down into the five essentials. So every day, you're going to find a week emphasis on health. You're going to find a week of devotions focusing on finance. And then the next week, it might be on work. And the next week, on faith. Very biblical, always with one thing. And we have in store for you today one of these devotionals for this 2019 from our Intentional Living Center. And so I want to say thanks to those of you who support the ministry. And with your gift today to the Ministry of Intentional Living to help us in this new year, we're going to send you My Daily Walk, Inspiration for Life in Jesus. You can ask for it when you go to theintentionallife.com. Share your best gift today, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4 to talk to our staff. All right, people want to respond to Renee. Renee's husband, flirtatious. She doesn't know how to deal with it. We've got Stephanie in Arizona. Stephanie, welcome to the program. What would you say to Renee today?
Hi, thanks for having me. I just wanted to recommend a book that I read early on in my marriage. I've only been married for 7 years, but I think men are kind of naturally flirtatious. I think they have a draw to women, but the book His Needs, Her Needs, and I can't think of the author, but it was incredibly helpful for me and for my husband. We both read it together. And since then, we've really been intentional about our marriage and about meeting each other's needs. And I never want to put the blame on her or him, but together they can really conquer this issue.
Was it an issue in your marriage?
It was more of an issue in our dating life and kind of going into our marriage so very early on. But we hit the issue head on. We read a lot of self-help books, and that was just the one that stood out to me when I heard mm-hmm. Renee's story.
Yeah, it's a good book. His Needs, Her Needs. It's written by Willard Harley, who's the author of the book. And it's a very practical book, one that we've recommended. In fact, in the past, I think we had Willard on the program a number of years ago. So it is a good book. It's a good one. So that's good. So that's been a positive thing, reading it, talking about it, focusing on each other, applying some of the principles in your marriage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you so
Appreciate
much.
Appreciate it. You know, I just would add, though, Stephanie, you know, talked about this is an issue with men in general. And because men are visual, I mean, that's the way men are wired. we're certainly more prone to having that be an issue. But not all men have the problem. And so there's many men, most men, I think godly men, men who are saying, hey, I can deal with this, but we all know, guys, every guy listening knows this can be an issue, and it can be misconstrued, can be misunderstood. Taking control of our sight, our vision, our eyes, right? Talking today, we opened the phone line with Renee, who started today. Her husband's flirtatious, and she's hurt after 36 years of marriage, 32 years of marriage, doesn't know what to do. Let's go to Summer, right? I got Summer on the line, wants to join in with this from New Mexico. Summer, welcome to the program live today. What would you like to contribute?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it.
I just, first of all, wanted to be very encouraging for Renee. I don't have the exact same experience, but I'm on the other end of the, I'm on her husband's side of the end, I guess, where my husband had a problem with me and the language that I was using whenever we first had gotten together. We've been together for almost 15 years now, and I grew up in a very different environment than he did, and my language was atrocious. Mm. And so it was offensive to him, and he was very kind in the way that he approached me about the situation, and was encouraging for me to just choose different words to use. And the way that he approached me about it was, at first I was like taken aback, you know, oh wow, well, who wouldn't be defensive about something that, you know, is something that, you know, the way you communicate, mm-hmm. and well, this is something that I've been around my whole life, and what, you know, I'm not the only one that uses these words, and you know, we hear them all the time, and in my mid-20s, you know, we didn't have kids, and you know, I didn't see a problem with it, and but he did, and so I felt like I needed to change the way I was speaking, and over the years, I've cleaned up my language, and and I've found that we have an open line of communication, and because he wasn't afraid to start that out, you know, initially, I think that we do communicate better.
That's interesting. And, what I heard you saying here, Summer, is that he was offended or upset or concerned about the way you were speaking, but he addressed it very kindly, very softly. Mm-hmm. In fact, the research shows, Summer, there's been research study that one of the tips for people in marriage when there's a problem that needs to be addressed, and it could be an issue like you mentioned or any issue, is it's referred to as softening your startup. What I mean is how you start a conversation with a person is really critical. And what Summer's husband was illustrating was, instead of coming right out and saying, you know, that really ticks me off when you do that, or I'm really offended by that, or how could you say that kind of thing? I mean, you're supposed to be a Christian. I don't know what words he used, but starting that was saying, hey, can I just share something with you? I love you and I care for you, and I know that we come from different backgrounds, but just something I'm aware of. Would it be okay if I shared something with you, giving permission then to just kind of address it? My guess is he was more along that line than he was, how in the world could you say such a dumb thing and an offensive thing, would be my guess, right. Summer, right?
Right. It was somewhere along the lines of, how could you let something so ugly come out of your beautiful mouth?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, wow. Wow. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Powerful.
And yeah, I was like, wow, I don't know. What do you mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just thought, you know, everybody did this. I don't know.
Well, we bring into marriage different background. I mean, it's what you were raised like. I mean, this was just normal speech. And And it's just the way it is. And all of a sudden you're in a marriage where someone else has got a different view of that. And I love how he said that. That's a beautiful way of doing it. All right, Summer, thank you for calling. And I hope you guys have a great, great year. And thanks for sharing a little bit of your life with us today.
Thank you so much, Randy.
Appreciate it. I hope that's helpful to you. Guys, I hope that was helpful in what you heard in the other direction. That was very positive.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The sixth thing that I've seen with people who are successful at doing things on purpose, they're willing to ask for help. And I think it's hard for some of us. But I was thinking of the verse in James 1:5 where it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God. Don't try to do it yourself. Ask God for help. This verse is an example. If we're to ask God for help, he also wants us to be able to ask help from each other. If you lack wisdom, ask for help. You know, there are 10 things that successful people do on purpose. And if they don't do all 10, they do several of them. And the more that we do, the healthier we are. And we're beginning this season, this new year, living on purpose here at Intentional Living, with the teaching for members only, 10 things successful people do on purpose. It's our monthly coaching CD. It's on its way, or will be soon, to all members or to those who become monthly members. A member is simply a person, an individual, a single person, a married person, young or old, who stands in support of the ministry of Intentional Living every month with an amount that God lays on your heart to support. And as a member, we get a chance to send to you a teaching each month. And throughout this year, it's going to be on the topics of living on purpose. This month on the 10 things successful people do on purpose. In February, it's going to be on the topic of the habits that successful couples, the love habits of couples living on purpose. And then a new one in March and April and every month. And so if you're not a member, love to have you come and join us. Anytime, just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. In just a minute, I'm going to ask you to give us a call because we've got a man who needs some help about some financial issues and with his wife. We'll get to that in a moment. And we're going to record those after the program for a later program. But before we get there, I got Sarah on the line with a question, relationship question from Arizona. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate your call. What's your question?
Well, I actually love into a guy who I've been friends with for 6 years, and mm-hmm. we reconnected last year in June, and we started talking about love and going out, and we started loving at the end of the summer. And right now, we both live in different states. Mm-hmm. He lives in the state that we grew up in, and I moved to Arizona, and he's been here once to visit me for my birthday last month. But right now, I already agreed to move to New Jersey with him, but I believe that we have to be married first, and we talk about getting married this year.
Okay.
But right now, things are not like it was when it started. I'm barely here for him. It's been 4 days. He tells me that he loved me, he missed me, and he need me with him. But I don't see him working towards that love. And right now I'm confused whether this is still a relationship from God. And he's a Christian man. He's already mm-hmm. a wonderful young man who has been a pastor for a youth pastor before. And he wants me to move back with him. But I believe in getting married before living with a man.
So he's been a youth pastor and a pastor, and he wants you to move back there and live with him and not be married?
Exactly.
Now, let me stop. Just stop for a minute, sir. Just stop for a minute. You're a believer. What is your Christian heart telling you?
Well, right now, I'm just confused. But in my heart, with all the qualities that he has, and he's been married, but I feel like he's a good man, and I want to give him that chance. But if he's not communicating with me and the communication is not going well, I feel like I should move forward. And I want to call him and tell him if he still loves me. If not, to let me know so I can move forward.
Okay,
and not be wondering if this is still a relationship or not.
All right. Well, Sarah, let me just add to this, because you said earlier, hey, I'm not moving in. That's not what God wants for me if I'm not married and we're not on the same page and we really don't have agreement around that. If you Sarah, I'm going to say this to you and every person listening. Whenever we violate our conscience that is given to us by God, that is sin to us. And there's biblical proof of that. And so I would just really encourage you. This is a big, heavy, huge yellow red flag that's waving. Slow down. Get this straight. Make sure you know what God's telling you. Don't violate Scripture. If you do, you're in trouble. All right, Chad, we're going to try to help you here, man. Let me hear the first part of what your question is, and we'll open the phone lines for those who can call in after the program.
Well, I'll tell you that my problem is getting my angel to save money or to want to save. You know, we've been together for 8 years, and I'd hate to say she's not good with money, but she's a giver. So as much as I'd like to, my experience is saving money, and as much as I'd like to save even a little bit, just the look in her eyes when she gives it away is something that's hard to overcome.
Yeah. And so how old are you guys?
I'm 46.
Let me ask, how much do you have saved for the future?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Hey, listen, I want to open the phone lines. I wish we had another half hour. We could just take calls and live, but we're going to stay in the studio and help you out, Chad, because you've got a challenge here for sure. Maybe some of you, hey, listen, this is intentional living. Maybe you've been down this path where one's a giver, one's a saver, and you've learned some lessons that you want to help Chad as he's trying to negotiate this with his wife. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and we'll get you recorded to share with Chad, and it'll show up in a future program that you'll hear down the road here at Intentional Living. I want to thank all of you for your support, for your prayers. Thank you for helping us wrap up 2018. Our staff are still just bringing everything in and getting it organized, so we have totals, and we'll give you a report on that. But thank you for your support, and already in this year, for stepping up to help us here in 2019. We appreciate it. This is Intentional Living. It's all about knowing what pleases Christ, what the Scripture teaches, what are God's best intentions for you, and then living those intentions every day in your life, your marriage, your finance, your work, your health. That's intentional living. For our entire team, have a great day, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.